With Rills, Director of Football Eddie Morris-Jones after tonight's 2-0 defeat in the Hughes Grey Alliance away to Conway Borough. Almost kind of deja vu in some of the recent comments after the match in terms of individual defensive errors costing Rills dear, and same thing again tonight.
Yeah, again, sloppy mistakes have caught us, and it's becoming a bit of a habit, which is hard to say. We work really hard throughout the week to try and put that to bed. We've gone over it and over it, and we've gifted Conway a goal, if not two, and we have to learn. We have to learn from the mistakes.
And after the first goal went in for Conway, there's almost a sense some of the players kind of grew a bit nervous in terms of taking hold of the ball and taking control of the game.
I think that's been an issue since I've arrived. I'm not sure if it's the big club feel and some of them haven't really adapted well to it. But there's no pressure. We want the lads to go and play. No one means to make a mistake, and we will never punish or criticise someone for trying to do the right thing. But I felt, and the lads on the side sense, when that goal went in and we went 1-0 down, the lads feel it's a lot of weight on their shoulders, and they turn their backs a little bit. We need to be brave at them in them moments. If we're going to pull ourselves out of the trouble and get back in the game, we need them players to stand up, you know, take responsibility for the mistakes and go and win the game. The game was not gone, but more than some, I've not decided to do that today, and I feel that there's a few that it's difficult to speak like this, because you know there's a lot of good lads and they work really hard, but it's like we're going through the motions and we're expecting and waiting for a friend or another player to step up and do something, because the ability's there, but we can't just wait for that. You've got to go make things happen.
I think one of the features perhaps was kind of towards, particularly in the second half, tendency to go more direct than probably has been in the past, and was that probably an indication of nervousness among some of the players?
I felt when we made the changes and we changed the system a little bit, I think we got the ball down well and we played some quick football at times, and we caught Conway off guard a little bit, and I think with that enthusiasm and that urgency to wanting to win, if we played that for 90 minutes, they probably would have been at a different scoreline. And that's the difference. We need to start games with that urgency, and I don't know what it is that we need to do to lift them. Is you know, do we need to go 1-0 down to them, wake up sort of thing? And that can't be the case. We can't be gifting teams chances, otherwise we're setting ourselves up to fail before, you know, we even get going. We need to start on the front foot and play to our strengths and play the way we can, like we've all seen in previous matches. That's difficult, yeah.
Looking ahead now, we've got three home matches coming up over the next 10 days, home to Flint and Derbus in the league, and then in the cup against Clandidnow in the Nathaniel MG Cup. Big 10 days coming ahead for the squad.
Yeah, that's the good thing about having a midweek game. We don't have to wait a full week to put it right, because it hurts when you lose, and everyone takes it, and it takes it in different ways, but it's difficult. And this ruins my weekend, you know, and I'll think about this so we can put it right, and it'll be in the back of our heads. But we need to be learning from these mistakes. Like you say, we're going to have to gear up, and we've got a tough week ahead. And if we want anything out of it, we've got to improve.
Cheers, thanks, Eddie.
Cheers, thank you.